This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Parliament has passed the Appropriation Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha returning it to the lower house after discussion. Lok Sabha has already given its approval to the Appropriation Bill. The bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. Replying to the discussion in Rajya Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman highlighted that government's budgeting is transparent and realistic. She said centre is giving over 57,381 crore rupees for Economic Stabilization Fund.
India's economy today stands at a position of strength. We are able to look after even unforeseen circumstances. Since COVID, India's macroeconomic performance has remained relatively strong and stable.
Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the Narendra Modi government has initiated performance-based politics in the country instead of the politics of vote bank. Replying to a discussion on demand for grants under the control of Ministry of Railways in Lok Sabha last evening, Mr. Vaishnaw said the Modi government has brought big changes in the railways in the last decade and has worked on all dimensions of the sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken with UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan over the phone. During the conversation, the two leaders discussed the current situation in the West Asia. Mr. Modi, in a social media post, reiterated India's strong condemnation of attacks on the UAE that have caused loss of innocent lives and damage to civilian infrastructure. Both leaders also stressed the importance of ensuring safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. The Prime Minister said both countries will continue to work together for early restoration of peace, security and stability in the region. Mr. Modi also conveyed advance Eid greetings to the UAE President. The Indian Embassy in Doha said Qatar Airways operated 5 flights to India yesterday, bringing back over 1,600 Indian nationals amid ongoing airspace restrictions in Qatar. The embassy added that the airline plans to expand connectivity from today with flights to 9 Indian destinations. Meanwhile, Air India and Air India Express will operate 50 flights to and from West Asia today, including 26 scheduled and 24 non-scheduled. The conflict in West Asia has intensified. Iran's state-affiliated MISA news agency has confirmed the death of General Gholam Reza Soleimani, head of the Revolutionary Guards Besiege Force. Earlier, Israel said Soleimani and Ali Larijani were killed in overnight strikes. Iran has not confirmed the reports of Larijani's death. In a related development, US President Donald Trump said most NATO allies had declined to join the US military operation against Iran, criticizing the alliance and asserting that Washington does not need foreign support. The Trinamool Congress has released its candidate list for the 2026 West Assembly elections, announcing nominees for 291 of 294 seats. 3 Darjeeling Hill constituencies have been left to ally Bharatiya Gorkha Prajatantrik Morcha. Party Chief Mamata Banerjee will contest again from Bhavanipur, where the BJP has fielded leader of the opposition Subhendu Adhikari. The party has dropped 74 sitting MLAs, retained 135 and shifted 15 to new constituencies. Meanwhile, for the Kerala Assembly elections, the India National Congress has released a list of 55 candidates, while the Aam Aadmi Party has announced 21 candidates. The Bharat Tribes Fest 2026 begins in the national capital today, showcasing the cultural heritage and entrepreneurship of tribal communities. Organized by the Tribal Cooperative Marketing Development Federation of India at Surinder Nursery, the festival will be inaugurated by Union Tribal Affairs Minister Jewel Oram. The Andhra Pradesh government will launch the Divyang Shakti scheme today, offering free bus travels to persons with disabilities across the state as part of its Ugadi initiatives. In badminton, India's Akarshi Kashyap has entered the women's single main draw at the Orleans Masters 2026 after winning her qualifying match in France. And that is the end of this news bulletin.